spoken word?
Why? Forgive me, sir, but I must feed the soothsayer that lives in here.
What?
A soothsayer lives in there?
Yes, he speaks sooth.
Of course.
Classical. Ethnic. And contemporary classical. Can be found at NMC in Oak Park, 723 and a half South Boulevard, Chicago, Belmont, and Central, in Highwood, Illinois, at 310 Green Bay Road, NMC Discount Records.
While you're there at NMC, you might as well pick up the current issue of the Chicago Seed, on the back page of which is a full-page triad poster done by Skip Williamson. We're listening to the new Jefferson Airplane album a little later on this evening. A lot of other things. Maybe you'd like to suggest something for a little later. Number here for suggestions, comments, whatever, is 943-74-74. Here's some Captain Beefheart for you.
Come on down to the big dig. Come on down to the big dig. Come on to the big dig. Singing the Smithsonian Institute blues. Singing the Smithsonian Institute blues. The way it's going, the Breatop hips. I know you just can't lose. The new dinosaur is walking in the old one shoes. Come on down to the big dig. Can't get around the big dig. This may be premature, but if I'm wrong, you can just say it's the first time I was happy to be confused. Singing the Smithsonian Institute blues. Smithsonian Institute Blues.
Space Age, come on, why don't you flex your magic muscle? Space Age, come on, why do you hitch your magic muscle? Space Age, come on, why do you hustle and bustle? Why'd you dock the call time foolery and shed your nasty jewelry? What you got the cool time foolery and shed your nasty jewelry? What you got the cool time foolery and shed your nasty jewelry? What you got the cool time foolery and shed your nasty jewelry? What you got the cool time foolery and shed your nasty jewelry? What you cultivate the grounds, they're the only ones around. What you cultivate the grounds, they're the only ones around. What you cultivate the grounds, they're the only ones around. What you cultivate the grounds, they're the only ones around. Sage, come on, why don't you flex your magic muscle? Hold a drinking glass up to your eye, and after you scoot up a little of the sky, and it ain't blue no more. What's on the leaves ain't do no more. What's on on the lease ain't do no more. What's on the lease ain't do no more. Space age, come on, why don't you just do that? Space age, come on, why don't you just do that?
Hey, man, I got something I want you to hear, man. It's a new Cheech and Chong record, man.
What, who, man?
It's a Cheech and Chong record, man. The two funny guys. Here, put it on, man.
Oh, yeah, all right.
Handle it by the edges, man.
Oh, yeah, man.
I waited for 3 weeks to get this, man.
Yeah, man.
Be careful with it, man.
Yeah,
all right. Okay. Hey, man, watch out.
Yeah, man. I got it, man. Just a minute, man.
Hey, man. What the?
Just a minute,
hey, man.
It's cool, man. I'll get it, man.
Oh my, that's 30 spokes are made one by holes in a hub, by vacancies joining them for a wheel's use. The use of clay in molding pitchers comes from the hollow of its absence. Doors, windows in a house are used for their emptiness. Thus, we are helped by what is not, to use what is.
Electric circuitry is orientalizing the West. The contained, the distinct, the separate, our Western legacy, are being replaced by the flowing, the unified, the fused. We are being taken on an inner trip into our own inner beings, which involve us in depth in things that had formerly been merely superficial, visual, external, and detached from our own being.
The West shall shake the East awake while you have the night for the morn.
Many sources of sound have certain frequencies of vibration that are determined entirely by their inherent properties, such as dimensions, the material they are made of, and shape. If set in vibration and left by itself, such a source will continue to vibrate freely and produce a tone of constant frequency which will gradually die away as the vibrating energy dissipates. For example, a tuning fork struck and left by itself, and a stretched string that is plucked. Are examples of free vibration.
Two.
It's also possible to force a sound source to vibrate at frequencies not natural to it. For example, the tuning fork you just heard has a natural frequency of 433 cycles per second. We will now place an electromagnet between the prongs of the tuning fork and pass through the coils of the magnet an alternating current of some other frequency, say 428 cycles per second.
Space.
That's the sound of the tuning fork vibrating at 428 cycles per second. What happens is this. The alternating current changes the magnetization of the magnetic core, which in turn alternately pulls on the prongs of the tuning fork at the same frequency as the current. So the fork, although it has a natural frequency of 433 cycles, is forced to vibrate at 428 cycles. Listen again as we switch the driving frequency on and off. You will hear the fork attempt to vibrate at its natural frequency. Then you will hear beats as the fork vibrates both at its natural frequency and the driven frequency. Then you will hear it settle down to vibrating only at the driven frequency. When we switch the current off, the fork is set free to vibrate at its natural frequency again.
Thank you.
Now let's change the frequency of the current in the magnet gradually. First, we'll drive the fork at 420 cycles. As we increase the frequency of the current, the pitch of the tuning fork will also increase. Notice that as we near 433 cycles, the sound becomes louder. Then as we pass higher than 433, the sound becomes softer. That was an example of a phenomenon called resonance. When the forcing vibrations have the same frequency as the natural vibrations, they coincide and reinforce each other. Here's another example of resonance. We'll strike a tuning fork and hold it near another tuning fork that has the same natural frequency. Then we'll stop the first fork from vibrating. That's the sound of the second fork continuing to vibrate freely after being started in resonant vibration by the first fork. Sound vibrations may be generated by many different sources, whether they originate in the orifice of a modern jet engine
Good morning, J.R.
Good morning. Who we got in the studio today?
Studio B, Blind Melon Chitlin.
Blind Melon Chitlin, isn't that new British rock group?
Oh, no, J.R., that's the old blues singer that you signed the other day, remember?
Oh, yeah, that's the one we gave the $10 the bottle of booze and the hooker to, huh?
That's the one, J.R.
Yeah, well, let's get going. I feel like solid gold already.
Right you are.
Is that him in the studio?
That's him.
All right, Mr. Chitlin! He ain't deaf, too, is he?
No, Jerry. You have to push the switch forward.
Oh, yeah, I know. I just want to see if you knew. Listen, Mr. Chitlin, can you hear me?
Oh, yeah.
All right, baby. Hey, listen, Mr. Chitlin, can I call you by your first name?
Oh, yeah.
All right. Listen, now, Blind Baby, what we want to go for on this record is not just a blues record, but we want a document. An epic document depicting the struggle of the black people against the white devil slave masters. You got that? Can you understand? What the? What's the drummer's name? Johnny? Johnny! Want to give him a push there? Come on, there, sir.
Yo.
Mr. Chitlin, can you hear me?
Yo.
All right, blind baby. Pay a little more attention now, huh?
Yo.
All right. So we want to start from the top, Blind Baby, and really cook, honey. All right, ready?
Yeah.
All right, 1, 2, 3, 4, hit it. Oh, cut. Johnny, want to find him his harmonica? Yeah, that's it. Put it in his hand there. Okay, Blind Baby, can you hear me?
Yeah.
All right, let's try it with a harmonica this time, okay, honey?
Yeah.
All right, we're going to take it from four and really burn, all right?
Yeah.
All right, here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, cook!
Oh, God.
Hold it! Cut. Now listen, Blind Baby, can you hear me?
Yeah.
All right, listen, what we want is a little more enunciating. The kids today are hung up on the lyrics. They like to listen to the words. I don't know why. But listen, baby, a little more enunciating, okay? We want a little bit more clear. You got that, baby?
Yeah.
All right, let's take it from the top now. Ready? 1, 2, 3, 4, hit it! Cut. Blind Baby. The thumping's coming through. So,
he already has his shoes on. Yeah.
Oh, looks like a rubber boots to me. Okay, never mind, Blind Baby. All right, let's take it from the top again. Ready? 1, 2, 3, 4, burn!
Go down, go see Moggy.
Yeah, I guess we can get a dance record out of this.
Go down, damn, go. Yo.
A blind baby. Listen, I'm not too clear on the lyrics there that you just used, so let's go back, huh? Maybe it's my fault. Listen, I'll read you what I got, okay? Going downtown, gonna see my gal, gonna sing her a song, gonna show her my ding-dong. That's right, ding-dong. Blind baby, what the hell's this ding-dong?
I think he's gonna show you, J.R.
Oh, my God. Oh, Jesus Christ, will you look at the size of that thing? Hey, we'll never get that on the album cover. Probably play jump rope with it, though.
Hey, man, which one of you guys is the DJ?
That's me, Wink.
This morning... How do you reckon it red, red and blue and green, and whoo, all through my head, licked a stamp, saw a movie, dropped a stamp, whoo, I ain't got no blues no more, I said, put me up, thinking I postman's groovy, I ain't got the blues no more, I said. She walks flapping down the street where I live. Where well, she slipping along easy like fried chicken. Yes, loose and breezy easy. Oh, I ain't blue no more. I ain't blue no more, I say. Walk along crazy like, kind of crazy. Ooh, sort of lazy, sleazy, cheesy.
Or the throat of a 400-year-old tortoise calling its mate. An electrical buzzer, the vibrations have essentially the same effect. They fluctuate the pressure of the atmosphere on our eardrums, causing them to move rapidly back and forth. This pressure variation is measured in terms of a unit called a microbar, which is 1 dyne per square centimeter. We can decrease the pressure variation and thereby make the sound less intense by decreasing the amplitude of the source's vibration. Listen as we decrease the power of the buzzer. If we increase the power, the sound intensity will increase. We'll be right back.
This is Triad on WXFM, 106 on your dial. Freeform radio, Monday through Friday.
Yes, this is Triad, broadcasting from the facilities of WXFM in Elmwood Park, studios in Elmwood Park in downtown Chicago, 106 FM. Heard the music of Captain Beefheart and A Feel Like Acid from his Strictly Personal album. New hard rock comedy groups, they call themselves Cheech and Chong, before that telling us about Blind Lemon Chitlin. Some things from the science of sound. Marshall McLuhan, Medium is the Massage, the New York Philharmonic Orchestra doing an improvisation. Music of Chicago, Low Down from their third album. And Captain Beefheart, Big Dig, and Space Age Couple.
Where are you taking me?
We don't have much time. There's a lot you have to know. The revolution is the same. It's not too much. But listen, the revolution is the same. Go
ahead.
I say just...
Say you want the revolution, comrades. Well, first you need some clothes, maybe. The best place to get clothes on the south side of Chicago is Revolution Boutique at 6257 Southwestern. They got all different kinds of very groovy bell bottoms and things, which could go on your body and cover it up. Revolution Boutique, 6257 Southwestern in Chicago. All different kinds of clothes at very good prices.
And there's a sale in progress at Revolution. Buy two pairs of pants at the regular price. Get something for the top part of your body. Up to $12 in value for free. And all hot pants in stock are $5, including suedes. This Wednesday, you have a chance to catch the sounds of the Ken Chaney Progressive Jazz Band. They'll be playing at Alice's this Wednesday, September 1st. Dollar donation. And the music starts at 9 o'clock this Wednesday. For further information about things happening at Alice's at 950 Wrightwood, call 528-4250. Here's some Steve Marcus with Miroslav Vitos on bass, Herbie Hancock piano.
One, two, three, four.